Praise God. So what we are doing, we are not stage playing. We are not play acting. That's what we do. We are just down to earth. We live our lives like regular people. But of course, we know that we are anointed too. And God is helping us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want us to take a look at an important part of our lives and how God wants us to honor Him and live our lives. You know, when I come, I talk about relationships, I talk about the love commandments. And today I want us to see the love commandments as it relates to you in your home, in your family. Yes, your home, if you are not yet married, is still, you know, around your parents, your siblings, some other people that may be around you, maybe cousins or relatives that live in your house. How does God want you to live? Maybe you are with an uncle or an auntie, whatever. Their authority over you, you are not yet on your own. You are not living. Even when you are not physically living with them, that you have to relate with them. How do you do that? Fulfilling the commandments of God. If you remember last time we spoke, we talked about the fact that under the Old Testament, they had many commandments. You shall not do this, you shall not do that. But under the new under the new covenant, we have just one commandment. We have just one commandment. In Romans chapter 13, let's start from there. In Romans 13, Paul makes us to understand from verse 8. He says, hold no one anything except to love one another. Hold no one anything. That is, don't be a debtor of any other kind, but to see yourself as a debtor when it comes to loving one another. And that's how God wants us to live. And I used to tell people, it's even a training ground for your future. Learning how to live with your parents practically and with your siblings. It is a training ground for you and for the future. And he says, hold no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So, which means as a new creation, as a child of God, follower of Christ now, I have a commandment. I'm not looking at, all the do's and don'ts. Everything under the old commandments has been summed up. In verse 9, it says this. It said, for the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. That is, taking what is not yours, wishing to have what is not, what belongs to somebody else. And say, if there's any other commandment, they are all summed up in this saying. That is, the totality of the Old Testament commandments all over, they are all put together in one. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And in verse 10, it says, love does no harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Give it to us in NLT. Love, walking in love, the commandment to love. Say, love does no wrong to others. So love fulfills the requirements of God's law. I think it's Message Bible that says something about what God wanted to achieve under the Old Testament is what he's asking us to do now. He said, you can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total is love. If you look at verse 8 or 9, give us verse 8. That's it. It says, when you love others, you complete what the law has been after all along. That is, when God was saying to them under the Old Testament, you should not covet, you should not steal, you should not murder. What God wanted to achieve was for them to love one another. Because if I love you, I will not steal from you. If I love you, I want the best for you. And that's what, under the New Testament, we have just one commandment, which is to love others. And God, Christ put a standard to it. Not just love. He said, as I have loved you. He's asking us to scale up. That is, we go beyond just the love of father and mother, the love of brothers and sisters, to God's own kind of love. He says, as I have loved you. So let's take a look in practical ways. How do you show love to your parents? How do you show love? How do you walk in love with your siblings? How do you walk in love with people around you in your immediate family? Is there anybody interested? You want to know? Do I have a witness in the house to get more from God this morning? You know, one of the reasons why this is so crucial, so important. Some of you that you say you are born again, you are saved. Sometimes you are in the midst of people who don't know Christ at all. Some of you. Your parents may not be saved. Your siblings may not. Your relatives around you, they may not be saved. They may not be followers of Christ. They may not even go to church, or they are just churchgoers, but you know that they are not saved. And you know what? God wants them to be saved. God wants them to come to the knowledge of Christ. God wants your parents to know him. Are you following me? But you that you claim to be a child of God, the way you live and portray Christ will either attract them to Jesus or make them run away from Jesus. It's so crucial. The way that you say, oh, I'm a church person. I follow Jesus. They don't, but the way you live your life should be a pointer to the love of God for them. And it should be so attractive that they want to come to the saving knowledge of Christ. That's for those who don't know. Now, when you live among believers, that is maybe your siblings, your parents, they are saved. The way you conduct your life also will witness to them that actually you are saved, that you really know what you are talking about. So whether you are among people who are saved or not, the evidence of your growth and development in Christ will be seen and should be seen by your believing parents and relatives. They should be able to say, oh, I know that so and so. I know that Joy is saved. I know that Rachel is a child of God. I know that Samuel followed Christ. Why? Because they can see the fruits. They can see you practicing the commandments, which is love. So it's so crucial. It's so crucial. And of course, Jesus Christ mentioned in John chapter 13, verse 34. He says, by you doing these commandments, that's how all men will know that you belong to me, that you are my disciples. Because you go to church every Sunday? No. Because you have a big Bible? Because you speak in tongues? He says, by you walking in love. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35 says, by this, that is verse 34, by you walking in love, all we know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Praise God. So let's look at practical ways. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talked about what love is and what love is not. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, look at verse 4. He talked about love and broke it down. 13 verse 4, it says, love suffers long and is kind. Love is patient. Give it to us in NLT. Love is patient and kind. How do you practice that towards your parents and your siblings? If Christ actually wants you to walk in love, how do you do that towards your parents, towards your siblings? The first word there, it says, love is patience. That means love puts up with. Love perseveres. You don't quickly give up. That's the premise, the first premise that you must understand. If you're going to walk in love, whether they are saved or not saved, Bible says love is patient and kind. Why is God asking us or putting this first? The aspect of being patient is something that human beings don't want to do. It's not natural. You want to walk away, give up, write people off, and condemn them. No. He says, love is patient and kind. I'm a parent. I know that I don't have it all together. Just the same way you as a child don't have it all together. How many of you have perfect mothers and fathers? They always cross the T's and dot the I. They are always in the spirit. Can I see your hand? I'm sure if my kids were here, they wouldn't put up their hands. Why? Because I'm human. And do you know that your parents, who they have to put up with you? Your parents are putting up with you. I hope you know that. You are not all that put together. You make mistakes. You do so many things. But they are still your parents and they put up with you. The same way God expects you to put up with your parents. In a nice way. So understand that they are humans. They have their limitations. They have their shortcomings. Don't say, hey, my mother, she's always talking. She talks too much. You have to put up with that. Hello. And understand that that's just one weak area that she has. She has other many wonderful aspects in her life. Oh, my father is this. Love is patience. And they say, love is kind. Let's look at the kindness. When you talk about kindness, it means doing something good for somebody else. Doing something good for somebody else. Doing something good. What good do you do for your parents or do towards your parents as a child? You're an adult kid. What good, what kindness do you show to your parents? Do you call them? Do you speak to them? Do you encourage them? Or you think they don't need this? They are not Jehovah God. This time and age, parents are going through all kinds of issues. You know, when I became a mother, I thought that by the time they grow up, that's what I thought 30-something years ago. That's how, by the time they grow up, they go. I've come to realize in 34 years of becoming a parent, that is a lifetime responsibility that expand. Because by the time they go, they start their own families. Do you think your parents are not going to be concerned about your children? They carry so much. So they don't have everything all together. They need to be shown love. They need to be shown kindness. And it starts now. Praise God. Let me tap your neighbor. It starts now. It starts now. How many of you will just walk up or send a message to your mom? Oh, I appreciate you. You are the best. Not only on birthdays. Not only on Mother's Day. And not only at Christmas. But regularly, maybe once in a month, you have the opportunity, give a hug, tell your dad, I appreciate you. Thank you. Some credits sent to them. You collect your salary at the end of the month. You remember your parents. Oh, my parents don't need my 5,000. It doesn't matter. You need to show kindness to them. You need to appreciate them. And that's walking in love towards them. Send it. They won't send you back. Rather, they will send you prayers and appreciate you. So, you say love is patient and kind. Love is patient and kind. Kindness towards your siblings. How kind are you? How patient are you with your siblings? Do you talk? Do you relate? Do you have good relationship with your siblings? I mean, your brothers, your sisters. Growing up, I know a lot of things happen in our homes. A lot of issues. Sometimes the fights you started when you were children, you still carry it to your old age. And God expects you to be able to show. You are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. God expects you to be able to go beyond the rivalry, the competition you had with your siblings while growing up, and to show them the love of Christ. So allow the love of God inside of you to flow towards your siblings. Do you relate well with them? Are you patient with them? Are you kind? Somebody said to me, you know, he said, I don't relate with my brother. Maybe we call, I call him, he doesn't even call. These are kids that grew up in a Christian home. I said, what happened? He said to me, I stopped exposing my life. They, three of them from just their father and their mother. Grew up. He said, there was years ago when I was in school, my brother called me and said, be careful, stay out of trouble. For cancer, you can call me, but don't ever call me for money. And from that day, this man shut up that aspect of relating with his brother. He said to me, he said, why on earth will he call me to tell me that you can call me for anything, but don't ever call me for money? I've never even asked him for money before. And you know, they are guys. I said, during your wedding, didn't he contribute? He said, no. I did everything by myself. Maybe if he did anything towards my wedding, maybe to my parents, because I make sure that, so why the Oroigo, make sure that, you know, I don't need anything from him. I don't ask him anything. And they're supposed to be both Christians. So you can imagine that kind of life, their wives, their children. And unbelievers are looking at us, and much more, Christ is expecting us to be able to live beyond that. So your relationship with your siblings is also very important. There's no father, there's no mother, except the ones that intentionally sow the seed of problem in their children will be happy when the children are separated, when they don't live together. When they don't walk together. So please, as a child of God, walking and aspiring to make Jesus happy by fulfilling his commandments, show patience towards your parents and towards your siblings. It's very, 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 very important. If you read this verse in Message Bible, this same verse, look at it. It says, love never gives up. Love never gives up. Sometimes some of you, you grew up, your parents, you know, while going through school, this and that, they were never there. They are present, but totally absent in your life. Showing them the love of Christ now can be painful, can be hurting. Where was he? Where this? You have questions. But the love of God in you, that's what's going to make the difference to that man or to that woman. He said, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Care for others. That means you're not waiting for others to do things for you. And in the context of your home, you are not waiting for your siblings to initiate love, but you are initiating love. You are not waiting for them to be nice to you, but you are initiating and taking steps to do them good. Say love cares. When you say somebody cares, You know, we have a care group in church. It means to call, to assist, to relate, to encourage. And that's what love does. You say, hey, when last did you, hey, he doesn't call me, so I don't call him. That means you're saying, because he's not doing it, I'm not going to do it. But the reverse is what God wants us to do, for you to take the initiative to care for others. Because by so doing, you'll be sharing with them the love of Christ. It's not natural, but this is the love of Christ. There's one thing I want us to see. He said, love doesn't strut, doesn't have its well head. Let's go back to NLT for this same verse, the same chapter. He said, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. Don't allow jealousy among you and your siblings. Don't allow it. That's what caused the death of Cain and Abel. 1 John chapter 2. Take a look at verse. 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse 8. No, chapter 3, sorry. Let me look for the verse. Where it talks about Cain. Don't be like Cain. 11. All right. 3:11. Fine, thank you. It says, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Next verse. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one. You know, Cain and Abel, they were the first siblings. They were the first children of Adam and Eve. And they had to offer sacrifice. God was pleased with one. God was not pleased with one. And envy came in. He said, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. He envied. Why will God bless my brother and he's not blessing me? Why is this? Why is that? And devil took advantage. God warned him. He said, sin lies at your door, but you can conquer it. When you're not doing very well compared to your siblings, there's that tendency for that feeling. You feel down, you look down on yourself, and you begin to feel. But you are you. You are unique, you are special. Just because your sibling is passing mathematics or has a first class, and you finish with 2-2, it doesn't mean that your life has finished. If you know and understand, you have relationship with God, and you are working with God. That's not the end of life. That's not the end of life. And do you know, when Cain killed Abel, did that add anything to him? No, he didn't add anything to him. By becoming jealous or envious of your sibling or somebody else, it doesn't make you better. Rather, it takes from you. Because at the end of the day, Cain got into trouble. He became cursed because he killed his brother. And when you allow the love of God to flow towards your siblings, you don't allow jealousy, you don't allow envy, then God will ensure that your home blessing, because you are keeping the commandments, your home blessing will not elude you. Say, love is not jealous. Love is not envious. Don't allow it. Don't allow those negative feelings. Oh, see your brother, see your sister. They're doing better than you. Rather, do you know what you do in those instances? Bible says, love will rejoice with those who rejoice. You celebrate them. You rejoice with them. Oh, they're my brothers, they're my sisters, they're doing wonderfully well. So I rejoice with them and I celebrate them. I'm not going to put them down and talk evil about them or become jealous or envious. That's you walking in love. That's walking in love. That's walking in love. When you do otherwise, that's not walking in love. And you cannot ensure the blessing of God. Praise God. There's one thing I want us to see when it comes to our parents. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. 1 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Says, love does not behave rudely, does not seek his own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. I want us to look at that more. You see, love does not behave rudely. That's the negative, what you don't. But in the positive, that means love is respectful. Everybody say respectful. What does it mean to behave rudely? You talk anyhow to your parents, you behave anyhow. You know, they are talking to you, you walk away. That's behaving rudely. You shut your door, your daddy is complaining or your mommy is complaining about something or your uncle, and you just walk in and shut the door and jam the door, brosa, you know. That's rudeness. That's rudeness. You don't do that to your parents, neither do you do that to your siblings, especially if they're older than you. See, love does not behave rudely. Rudely, in a rude manner. You give your mom the kind of look that's, and your mom says, and you give another one, especially us girls. You give another one, and she feels like slapping you. Then I'll slap, and you know, the kind of look, guys, now, the kind of, if you try it. Love does not behave rudely. Whether your mother is saved or they are not saved, whether your father is saved or not, the love of God, the Bible says, compels us. The love of God, the love of Christ compels us. It holds us. It holds us back from doing certain things. They may not understand what you are talking about. They may not understand why you have to take the decision that you want to take. But you need to sit down and talk and encourage them. I was talking with someone who was hearing that for the first time. I said, when my husband and I, we began our courting, we knew it was God's plan for us to be married. My mom was against it. Not only my mom, everybody in my family. It was like, why would you want to put yourself into trouble marrying a poor pastor who doesn't have any specific or fixed form of income? Why? They thought they loved me. They thought they were working for my good. But I knew what I knew, which I knew they did not know. I knew God. I had heard from God. And I was convinced I have a future with this man. But they didn't know that. But in the midst of all that, I was not rude. My husband was not rude. I said there was even a time my mom, she was not saved then, even though she was a churchgoer. She called my husband. You know, we are taught, we are poor, blah, 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 blah. He said, "Sofun Tunde ko wa ri mi." I was not there. So Tunde lori won. You understand? I was not there, but my mom welcomed him and started talking. Gave him the download. Their father died. So and so have suffered. Myself and my daughter, we are very close. And she has been very, you know, obedient to me until lately. What does that mean? Until she met you. And now she's not obedient. My husband said, he just sat down there and say, "Yes, ma. Okay, ma." They offered him mineral. I'm not sure if you drank it. Then it was like, don't, you know, coded message. Like, leave my daughter alone. But he's still frustrated. All right, ma. And he didn't go there saying, "The Lord said, it doesn't matter. You are not saved. You are no. And he does. No. That's not the way to do it. My husband left there, and that pushed him to God. He went on his knees. He went before God and started praying and trusting God. And said, "God, I know I'm going to go over this. You're going to help me this and that and that and that." And the rest is history. For me, there was a day my mom woke me up. And this is the area of marriage. It may be about, you know, some other decisions you want to make in your life. Don't just think that you can just rudely talk. And mom, woke me up in the middle of night. You know Yoruba mothers now, African mothers. Woke me up. I said, I've suffered. I've labored. Which is true. In fact, when my mom started to say, over a dead body, I started pleading for mercy before God. Say, God, I don't want my mother to die because I know this is a cup I have to take. But I don't want her to die because she has suffered. So I started praying for her. She woke me up in the middle of night and everything. You know what I said? It wasn't me. It was just the wisdom of God. I just used to say, Mom, you know what? Don't worry. If this is of God, there's nothing anybody can do about it. But if it's not of God, don't worry. It will scatter. It was as if God spoke to her. She just said, okay, and went to bed. Went back to bed. And I also went back to bed. What am I trying to say? That is love of God being displayed. When you walk out and you just do and you think it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. Your parents labored over you. They are the ones that without them, you won't come to this point of say, does not behave rudely. They may not be educated. They may not be educated. Sometimes we go to, they labor to send us to school and we now use that school to work against them. You give them the impression that they are not exposed. They are not, no, that's not love. No matter how much they may not be educated, they are still your parents and you must honor them and give them respect. Don't hide them. Don't tell your fiancé that your parents are dead. And you are showing off that uncle that can speak English or that lives in a better house. No, it's not necessary. Whoever wants to marry you would marry you with everything that you are, including your parents. See, love does not behave rudely and does not seek its own. Is not provoked, thinks no evil. And can I round up with this? How helpful are you to your parents? To your siblings? Do you help them in the house? I'm very particular about this because I've seen it. I've seen younger ones doing this. When you go to your mother's house or your parents' house, maybe you are living on your own, by the time you leave, do they feel your departure? Do they feel your absence? Do they feel that, do they look forward to you coming to visit because you're going to add value to their lives and help them in the house? You stay in your room, you say, I don't want to eat. What does that mean? Mom, you can go and cook whatever you want to eat because I'm not going to eat. Whether you're going to eat or not, for you as adults, you should be able to enter the kitchen and prepare good food for your parents. I say, Mom, I'm at home now. Please sit down and relax. Let me help you. That's love. Not seeking your own comfort. Not putting yourself first. Am I speaking to someone? Do you get to the house and you are, what can I help you to do? I've seen people who visit and the only time they come out of the room is to come and eat. And they eat and they go back to the room. What happened? It was so pathetic. My husband was so furious. I said, yeah. But after the third day, I could not. I had to sit the person down. I said, come. How many house help do you have in your house? She said, none. I said, so you mean your mom does all the cooking? He said, no, I help. I said, you don't help. Because if you have been helping your mom 3 days in a place where you have not been for years, no sweeping of the room, no washing of the place, and you were eating at least twice a day, and you don't know how the food is prepared, only for you to be called to sit down, eat, and you drop plates, you are an embarrassment. I'm sure you are a burden to your parents. And I hope there's nobody like that here. And if you are, you have to change. Sometimes I see all kinds of unnecessary discussions on the net, online. And when you visit your mother-in-law to be, must you wash plate that day? How many of you see such things? Rubbish. And don't wash plates that day because it's your first day. In fact, a good mother-in-law would not leave dirty plates for you to come and wash. That's the world ways of thinking. So what are you trying to project? What are you trying to project? And when you see your mother-in-law, you should not be kind to them because they will capture. No. Let the world say whatever they want to say. We follow the word of God. We follow the commandments. How do you prove? How do you prove that you're a follower of Christ? And you know what? Because you have not been living good and practicing this, when you have to make certain decisions, your parents will tell you, I can't see the maturity. I can't see the wisdom in your life. You have not been helpful. Say you that you can't cook for your mother. How will you now cope? If they have, let me not even go there today. Because you think that I have come to fight you. But when you read about the Proverbs 31 woman, capable woman, Bible says the heart of her husband safely trusts in her. He will have no need of gain. Is that what they say on the online? It's about posing. You make up. We are going out. And you never come in. It's all about appearance. But in real life, they mess up. Look at since when they've been having all these discussions, what a lady should do, what a man should do, divorce rate has been going up. Rate of breakfast has been on increase. You have more men, more women living for so long and they are not married. But when we come back to the commandments, and you're not looking about what anybody is saying, what this one is saying, what your influencer is saying, what the popular person is saying, but you're looking at what Christ is saying. And from your heart, wisdom is coming. You know what to do to show the love of God in different situations that God will put you. You find things working out because God will ensure that when you practice this commandment, it will back you up and bring about blessings into your life. Praise the Lord. So in your home, let be a blessing to your parents. Be a blessing. Let your parents be glad for having you. Let them be glad that you're a child of God following Christ. Let them be able to proudly, go to God and thank God for your life. Let them change their prayer points from Oluwa Omo Yi. When will she? When will he? Let their prayer points be, Father, I thank you for Sheson. I thank you for Bukola. I thank you. And you know their prayers will be, God, let her abound. Let her keep going forward. Not, I labored over this child. I took her, let their prayer point change to be of blessing you and asking God to expand you. And expand the work of your hands. I tell my kids, they were not earning millions then. I said, at the end of the month, I started with the first one. I told them, every month, give something. In fact, by the time she was doing it, she was not only giving to us, she was giving to her grandparents. She had two at that time. She said, you may think it's small, but Bible says that is faithful in little is what? Is faithful in much. Sending credit card to your parents is part of it. And you know what's so amazing? I find some guys, some ladies, they don't mind spending so much on the guy they are not even yet married to. I'm not saying don't spend on your fiance and fiancé. What about your parents? You have not yet even, she has not said yes. You have not proposed. You are still going out. And you are spending what you have never given to your parents. What you have never even given to God. You are ready to impress that girl. Only for after 4 or 5 months, both of you are eating breakfast. And then you start again. Praise God. Praise God. So let's start. Charity begins where? At home. At home. Today, when you get home, send a message to your mom. There are some of those messages, you know, I put them in, there's a way WhatsApp that you can put a star on it. I read them again and I'm so glad. I'm happy. Coming from my kids. Be expressive of your love. Be expressive. That's kindness to them. And bless them. And if you're still living at home, be a blessing in the house. Hello. Be a blessing that your parents, they don't want to really push you out. You know, some of them, when they're saying, when are you leaving this house? When? When? A lady came to me years ago. Years ago. She was living with, she came to me seeking accommodation, that she needed accommodation. And maybe she didn't have money or I can't remember. But she needed accommodation. And I asked her, I said, you are living with a couple that had, at that time, 2 or 3 year old. Living in 3-bedroom flats. I knew that something was missing. I said, in that house, what do you do for them? They are believers. You are believers. I said, what do you do? Nothing in particular. He said, by the time I come back from work, they will have prepared dinner. I said, in the morning, before you leave for work, what do you do? Nothing. Who takes bath for that child? The father. Who prepares food for that child? The mother. I said, why wouldn't they ask you to leave the house? Because you are just a parasite. You are just a parasite. Eventually, I had to accommodate that sister. But me that accommodated her too, it got to a point, when are you leaving? Because she was in our house, sharing our children's room. And if I don't enforce it that before you leave today, you must wash these bed sheets, it will go for weeks unwashed. Am I the one that will come and wash the bed sheet that you are sleeping on? Or is it my 2-year-old that will wash the bed sheet that both of you are sleeping on? And we carry Bible and we speak in tongues. And you make up. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Hard values. He says, love cares for others. Mother. And guys, you are not exempted. You are not exempted. Be creative. How? You know your parents, you know your siblings. Ask God, how can I show love? How can I display this love in my context among my siblings? If you have younger ones, maybe to sit down with them and help them with their academics. To put them through and check up on them. That's showing love. That's showing love. So some of them, maybe it's just, if it's 2,000, 5,000 naira, hide it up to whatever they are collecting from their parents. They look forward to it and they, you know, you become like, big brother, big sister. They are happy with it. Well, my money is my money. I don't know. Go to your daddy. Go to your... No. And that's how you create serious bond for the future, that you'll be able to lean on each other and help each other. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands and just thank God? Can you thank God for your parents? If you have parents or uncles or aunties or whosoever that you're living with, that you know they're responsible for you, the authority over your life. Can you give thanks to God at this moment and thank God for them? Thank God for them. Pray for them. Can you pray for your siblings at this moment? Thank God for your siblings. Thank God for your parents, for relatives. Appreciate God. I know things, you know, happen in the family, but regardless, thank God for their lives and ask God, say, Father, help me to be able to practice these commandments to my immediate family in the name of Jesus. Help me to be able to be patient and kind towards my siblings, my parents, and people around me in my immediate family. Help me to be able to practice these commandments, Father. And if there are areas that you've been having issues, can you ask God to help you? Can you ask God to intervene? Can you ask God to open your eyes to know what to do, to be able to display the wisdom of God and the love of God in those areas?